Temperature check, ticket check, and hand sanitizer check. Something that worshippers at Cambridge Central Mosque have all had to adjust to. After 3.5 months in lockdown, places of worship were finally able to reopen, with many eager to return.
It's been very pleasant. It's been emotional. It's been really exciting. And I think we've done really well as a community to pull together to get this sort of show back on the road.
But actually, it's been really lovely to come back, and so much better than not being.
But coming back here, it's been fantastic. All the social distancing measures are in place and we all feel very safe.
This mosque is home to 1,000 worshippers, and since reopening, things have had to change. Those attending now have to register online, bring their own prayer mat and a shoe bag. What has been the main challenge in changing, you know, the setup of the mosque?
I think the main challenge was how to utilize our space. Whereas now we are trying to use every space, not just the main prayer hall, which is a nice and beautiful ambience in here, but also our teaching room, atrium, any possible area that we may be praying on. We are trying to utilize it, and still it is difficult.
Juma prayer, which is held every Friday afternoon, has had to be split into two sessions to maintain social distancing. And instead of 800 members filling the prayer hall, it's now been reduced to just 300.
Government guidelines say there's no limit on the number of people who can attend places of worship, as long as they maintain social distancing. The lockdown has had an impact on Cambridge's Muslim community.
I would say it has affected people, no doubt about it. Most people have complained to me saying simply we miss the mosque. Because now they realize that places of worship for people who are practicing a particular faith, like for us Muslims, mosque indeed serves like, that missing link. It's the heart of your community.
For many at this mosque, it's a welcomed return to a new kind of normal. Nadia Jani, BBC Lock East, Cambridge.